Welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, a very special part of the radio show where Joe shares with us another simple solution. And I'll tell you what, thanks to everybody that's been writing in and calling on the Today's Homeowner Hotline about the simple solutions. I know, Joe, you certainly appreciate the feedback, and we've gotten so many people talking about, hey, I tried that, and you know what? It works. And so if we're able to
sometimes help, they sound so surprised.
I know, they're surprised. It actually worked, maybe someone said one time. But right. but these are things, and Joe and I have talked about it a lot over the years. You know, when you get into the business and you start, you know, doing work with your hands, the gratification you get out of it is just unbelievable. But when you start picking up these little tips, you feel like you're gaining these little nuggets of information that an older person maybe has shared with you. I can remember old Mr. Vic. Mr. Vic was 71 years old, and had been in the business many, many years. I worked side by side with him for a couple of years, and he nearly worked me to death. Here he is, 71 years old. I was, I don't know, maybe 19 or 20, and but he was so efficient. But he would say, come here, I want to show you this. And when he did, there's little techniques that I still use today. So it's great to hear some of these great, simple solutions. And Joe, what do you have for us today?
Well, this one, Danny, has to do with, again, using a metal cupcake pan. I had mentioned a simple solution a couple of weeks ago, using it in a garden. And I was down in my workshop the other day, and I remembered I saw a muffin pan that I was using, cupcake or muffin pan, for storing and organizing small parts. We're talking screws, nuts, bolts, washers, wire nuts, that kind of thing. And so you just get one that has 6 or 12, depending on the size of the pan, 6 or 12 depressions where the muffins or cupcakes go, and you just fill them with these little parts. But the really cool part is, I used to just stack them on my workbench. Then I started sliding them under the workbench because they have the lip that extends around the sides of the pan.
Yeah.
So I just made two wooden cleats, out of half inch, each cleat's as two pieces of half inch plywood, and I just staggered them a little bit, and they just rest on there. So you just slide them right in. They're completely out of the way, and they're covered, so you don't have dust going in them all the time. And you just pull them out, and you can slide them out entirely. Sometimes I just slide them out enough to grab a nut or washer and slide them back in. And I started with one. Now I think I've got 3 or 4. My wife keeps throwing away muffin tins. She thinks they're going to the recycling. I keep putting them in my
digging
workshop.
Digging them out.
Yeah. So you get muffins, and you get someplace to store your small parts. So try that in your home workshop. I bet it'll work out great.
Yeah, think about it. All the little washers and all the little tiny screws and bolts and nuts, and to be able to separate them out like that and have them so accessible, boy, you just can't beat that. That's great. And you can find out more and see a lot more. Almost 500 simple solutions are waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. And again, if you have a simple solution, something, a tip that's worked well for you, share it with us. We don't know them all, but we would love to hear what's worked well for you, and you can certainly give us a call at 1-800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline.